Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 16th of September 2011. All the technology news from the previous 40 hours and around 5 minutes. And fairly quickly because my voice is going. So cheap BlackBerry playbooks could be coming to the UK. It would seem that they might be taking a leaf out of the HP touchpad playbook, and BlackBerry could be reducing the price of them to sell them off because they're not exactly successful. I've got to say, they do look rather nice. They'd be great to watch a little movie on, but the fact that they don't do email is the one thing that's always going to be a problem with this thing. How on earth do BlackBerry release something that doesn't do email and it still doesn't do email? I'll have one if you're giving it away. No price though, unfortunately. Google Plus posts have dropped by 41%. It would seem I'm not the only one to evacuate the platform because there's no desktop interface and because it really just doesn't grab me, I'm afraid. I haven't posted anything for ages and I don't think I'm going to post anything ever again. It's gone the way of Buzz and Wave. Skype for Mac has got a new beta version that's out there for you to have a play with. I won't be moving over just before we do some shows. And the thing is, it's got Facebook integration, which scares the crap out of me. I don't want to integrate with Facebook at all if I can possibly help it, because every detail I've ever given Skype is probably going to be shared with Zuckerberg. The Daily. Do you remember that? That was the iPad-only daily newspaper that was released in the States and didn't come out anywhere else and is owned by Rupert Murdoch. Well, apparently it's coming to the UK as well. You can now subscribe to it. If you want it, it's 69 pence per issue or it's £27.99 for a whole year. I've got to say, I don't think I want to give a penny to Murdoch at the minute. Showing how thin the news is, Canon have released a pile of cameras. We're going to be talking about on the photo show at 1 o'clock today, so do come and join us. The Canon PowerShot S100 is out there. It's a little tiny compact camera. They've also released a G13 as well, so the G series has grown, and that's not bad. And finally, they've produced a 35x optical zoom bridge camera called the PowerShot XX40. We'll have a look at all of those cameras on the photo show and cast our verdicts, so have a listen in at 1 o'clock. And Ricoh, do you remember them? They've released a new little compact camera. It does look okay, but it's got that horrible bubbly plastic effect on it, which probably isn't, and it hides something that's far more dazzling. But it's a high-end camera. It's not cheap as well. It's £500. But again, we'll have a look at that one in the photo show and let you know. And Garmin have released the Era 795 and 796 flight navigators. They're GPSs, and they've got a whole load of other data on there, to be fair. But they're still just navigators and GPSs, and they don't come at a cheap price. They're $2,500 and $2,200, respectively. And finally, the American government may not negotiate with terrorists, but it seems like Apple is willing to negotiate with counterfeiters because they've reached a deal, in inverted commas, with the New York City stores that sell their counterfeit Apple products. What the deal is, it doesn't exactly say, but there's a settlement and they've got a way forward. Jolly good. If you've got a story and anon to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at bageltechnews. We're doing rather well in iTunes. Thank you ever so much to those people who subscribe to the new video podcasts. It makes a huge difference. Please, please, please get in there and give us some reviews, because that'll really top off the standings in iTunes and makes a world of difference. We'll have a read of a few out today on the Mac Show for the ones that people have left us. Thank you very much. We'll be back again at 1 o'clock with the photo show, 3 o'clock for the Mac Show. They've swapped times and they'll be like that for the rest of eternity, and then we'll be having a weekend after that. I'm going camping with Ellis and it's gonna rain. Oh, it's gonna rain. Have a good day and a good weekend. Thanks for listening.